evening and welcome to the 527th episode of Travel With Radio. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg, along with co-host Mary Ellen Nugent-Lee, and we are in the 12th season of Travel With Radio, the show that lets you enjoy the pleasures of travel from the comfort of your armchair.
Every week at this time, we talk to people representing destinations, hotels, airlines, railroads, car rental companies, and others in the world of travel and hospitality, from authors and bloggers to broadcasters and publicists. If it's got anything to do with travel, it's got everything to do with Travel Itch Radio.
And tonight, we welcome to Travel Itch Radio a fellow rail travel enthusiast, Todd Powell, co-founder of Vacations by Rail. Glad to have you aboard, Todd.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks, Mary Ellen. Thanks for having me. I'm always, always thrilled to talk about rail travel, particularly with people who are excited to be talking about trains and taking trains.
Well, Travel Itch Radio listeners know I love trains, trolleys, streetcars, subways, monorails, even funiculars, anything that runs on tracks. In fact, last week we talked about the Mount Washington Cog Railway's plans for the winter season. Are you a rail buff, too? I think I know the answer to that one.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. In fact, you know, anytime there's a train that goes by, I'm thinking, I got to get on that train. In fact, sometimes when my mom's in town, she'll take the train down to see my brother in Central Illinois. I'm in Chicago, and so I'll take her to the train station, and I'll see her off, and I'm thinking, I should actually be on that train, too.
Vacations by Rail is North America's leading supplier of train vacations and travel options to meet any taste and budget throughout the calendar year. Rail travel used to be sold solely as transportation in the past, but 20 years ago you recognized that it's really so much more. What gave you the idea to start such a fun venture?
So this really goes back to when I was in college. My last semester of college, I studied in Rome, Italy, and I wanted to go snowboarding up in Switzerland, and nobody wanted to validate the rail passes, and I'd never taken a train before. And so I decided to go by myself, and I go down to Termini Station, and I board the train, and which was exciting enough. So I'm on this train, and then we depart, and I fall asleep, and then, you know, however many hours later, I wake up, and this train comes blasting out of the tunnel, and now out of this tunnel, and all of a sudden I'm in the Alps with more snow than I could imagine, and I see these little chalets in the valleys with the smoke wisping out of their chimneys, and I was just taken by it all. And I thought at that moment, there really is no other way to see a country or see the world overland by train. And then through that, you know, I met people when I was on the train, and it just made this whole experience. And so it was just this really kind of magical moment where everything came together. And I thought, you know what, train travel, that's the way to do it.
Well, your portfolio traverses almost every corner of the world with tours that go across America to the Canadian Rockies, Europe's imperial cities, the wild Scottish Highlands, and the legendary Silk Road of Uzbekistan. Is it possible to identify what's most popular?
Well, you know, when we look at vacations by rail, you know, that when you look at the different rail experiences, all of them are really unique in their own right. So it's really hard to say, well, which one's the most popular. For our customers, though, who are looking for iconic journeys or some of the best rail travel experiences, whether you're a first-time rail traveler or someone who's taken hundreds of trains, you know, somewhere like Switzerland, if you've ever been to Switzerland, you know that it is just, it's like rail travel is in the DNA of the Swiss people. The train system is unbelievably efficient, and the scenery is just so spectacular with the mountaintops and the valleys and the lakes and the trains all connect up with boats and buses. And so there really isn't, even though they have these panorama trains like the Glacier Express or the Bernina Express, the Golden Pass, it doesn't really matter which train you're on. It is just going to be an unbelievable journey. And then when you start to think about long distance trains where you can sleep on the train and have kind of this this the journeys or the experiences that you might have seen in, you know, some of the old movies where people go to their sleeping compartments and so forth. Something like the Canadian, which is a iconic journey that runs between Vancouver and Toronto, and people break it up and they stop in the Canadian Rockies, but you have access to a dome car and you have your sleeping compartments. And what happens is when you board a train like this, or almost any train, it's really, I always say, it's like this accessible adventure. So what happens is you get on the train and kind of the excitement starts, and anybody can do it. And you get on the train, and then the train moves out of the station, and then this adventure, the people you meet and the scenery that's out your window, it just reveals itself over the miles. So it really is hard to say what is, you know, the most spectacular journey. You know, there's the legendary ones, the iconic ones, the most scenic ones. But, you know, one of the things we do at Vacations by Rail is we really try to tie in, you know, some fantastic journeys into all the trips that we do.
As mentioned, we just had Sue Presby, co-owner of the Mount Washington Cog Railway, as our guest. Does Vacations by Rail offer trips on historic trains?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, the Mount Washington Cog Railway is part of some of the fall foliage tours that we do up in the New England states, and they're always very well received, and that's a fantastic train. In fact, I just got back last week from traveling with some of our guests on our Colorado Rail Experience, which is an 8-day tour, and it has 6 heritage trains, the Durango Silverton Narrow Gauge Railway, the Cumbres Toltec, the Georgetown Loop, the Royal Gorge Route, for example. And those are all really special journeys in and of themselves. You know, when you look at a train like the Durango Silverton Narrow Gauge Railway or the Cumbres Toltec, these trains, you know, are from the 1800s. They're steam trains. And when you board those trains, it's like moving history. It's living history, and you're part of it. And you can actually get a feel for what it might have been like traveling in some of those early days of the United States on board these trains. You hear the steam whistles, the sights and sounds. And one of the things I thought that was very spectacular about this trip is that, so it was an October 6th departure, and when we were traveling, the weather was just spectacular in the Colorado Rockies, and the aspen trees, the fall colors there were just so special with their yellows and their reds. And so you look in the valley, you'd have like these green pines, but then you'd have these bunches, these kind of groves of aspen trees with their yellows and their reds. It was really special.
I'm glad you mentioned Durango Silverton. I've been on that train a number of times. It's been used in all kinds of movies, including Around the World in 80 Days, Butch Cassidy, and the Sundance Kid. So we love train movies here at Travel Witch Radio. Are you a fan too? Murder on the Orient Express, Emperor of the North. I could go on and on.
Oh my gosh! I mean, you know, there's just so many great movies that the setting is on a train, and there's that intrigue. You know, how about Strangers on the Train? Right, the Hitchcock movie. I mean, that's iconic, and these and like you said, the. I think what it is that, you know, as I mentioned before, there's this sense of adventure. And when you have a train, the train's moving and the scenery's changing, the people are coming on and off, the cast of characters, it really is, they're really wonderful settings for movies. And when you see some of these trains, like you mentioned, the Durango Silverton Narrow Gauge or the Cumbres Toltec, you know, you have, you'll see the Eurostar, right? The train that goes between London and Paris. That was in a Mission Impossible movie. And when you see those movies, that train is adding to the suspense of it all, right? It really is almost a character in those movies.
Murder on the Orient Express.
No, absolutely, absolutely. And people can take the Orient Express train if they'd like. You know, that's a legendary journey, obviously, and that train is a luxury train, and, you know, there's a number of luxury trains out there, particularly, you know, in Europe. So you have the Venice Simplon Orient Express or the Royal Scotsman. And, you know, if you think about these trains, in the evenings, because of these luxury trains, you know, there's generally like a black tie evening. And so one time when I did the Royal Scotsman, so you're in the Scottish Highlands and you're traveling along during the day, the train may park in stations overnight, so it's nice and still, and then you might travel a bit, and then you'll get off and you'll do some touring. But in the evenings, one of the things that I did to really kind of take in the entire experience, so I had a tux with me, but I also went the day before the train departed, and I went and I got myself a kilt at one of the rental spot in Edinburgh. And I wore a kilt with a black tie, and it was just an amazing experience to really, you know, feel a part of the Scottish heritage in the Highlands.
Weren't you cold?
It was a heavy tartan, so I was very comfortable.
Okay, having never worn a kilt, that's the obvious question to me.
Oh yeah, you know. I think it was great. I mean, you know, at first you're like, oh, how, you know, it actually just the experience of trying to figure out how to put it all together. They showed me how to do it when I rented it, but then I had to figure it out in my cabin on the train, and that was a challenge. But I made it work, luckily.
Okay, what is your rail and cruise vacation, and where do the cruises go?
So we do a lot of trips that are in combination with river cruise vessels that we charter on the Rhine River, for example, or the Danube or the Mosel or the Seine. And so we have tours that include a land portion that have rail, and then they also connect up with river cruises. And these experiences, you know, what's really interesting about rail travel and river cruise experiences is that they really have there's these similarities in that. So, for example, one of the things that I noticed when you take these river cruises and you combine it with a train, so if you've ever been on a train and you've eaten in a dining car, for example, the scenery is like this moving artwork outside of the windows. And so when you're on a river cruise, it has that very similar feeling, unlike you may have on an ocean cruise, because, you know, you can see the banks of the river, and that's changing. You might have other vessels coming by, and so that's always changing, and you're having your meal, and the scenery's changing, and you're meeting people. So they have very much similarities. And so what we've done is we've combined some of these river cruises with some really kind of fabulous, these really fabulous rail experiences. So, for example, we have one called the Top of Europe and the Romantic Rhine Cruise. And so you're going to cruise the Rhine, say, from Amsterdam through Cologne all the way down to Strasbourg in France. And then you're going to board a train from there, and you're going to do the train to Interlaken in Switzerland. And then you end up doing the Jungfrau Railway, which takes you to the top of Europe on the Jungfrau Joch, and that is the highest rail station in Europe, and that train line is just stunning. And then you come back down, and then you would actually depart the tour out of Zurich. So that's an example of how we've combined these rail experiences with river cruises. So very well-planned itineraries on the land to see highlights and throughout Europe, and then connecting it up with these fabulous river cruise itineraries.
Chicago is your company's home base, but you've got tours in cities from coast to coast. Why is the U.S. such a great place for rail vacations?
So the United States is such a fabulous place for rail vacations because you have – Chicago being, if you think about Chicago as a hub, you have these long distance trains that kind of spider out from Chicago. So you're able to access, places throughout the United States. And what we're doing is we're taking these iconic routes like the California Zephyr Route or the Empire Builder, the Southwest Chief, and we're combining those with tours and itineraries that include some of the the most iconic national parks, because the history of the United States and train travel in the national parks, there is this rich history and connection between the national parks and the railroads. So, for example, the Empire Builder, you know, a lot of these lodges were built by the railroads. So when you take the Empire Builder up to Glacier National Park for some of our tours, like our Glacier National Park in Chicago trip, or you're looking at our America's Treasures and Natural Wonders, those types of tours, when you get to Glacier National Park, you get off the train and there's the Glacier Park Lodge. And so you're right by the entrance of Glacier National Park, the Glacier Park Lodge, and then you're going to go and do, we're going to have a motor coach that then does touring and takes you around. You do the Going to the Sun Road and on the Red Jammer buses. So the combination of rail travel and national parks, it's just part of the history of the United States.
That's terrific. We're talking with Todd Powell of Vacations by Rail.
Todd, what are some of the amenities on board a Vacations by Rail trip, and are there upgrades available?
There sure are. So when you look at the when you look at a trip, for example, like our trips that go across Canada. So let's take, for example, our Canadian Rockies by Rail trip. Our Canadian Rockies by rail trip is a trip where you can have where it leaves out of Vancouver, and you take an overnight train to Jasper in the national park. So you have one night on the train. So that's a great trip for someone who wants to see the Rockies and then have an overnight train experience. When you board the train, there are options. So you can start out with, if you just wanted to do a moderate class, you could be in a berth, which is an upper and lower berth, and it has these heavy curtains that pull down, and so you have your privacy like that. So it's semi-private, or you can go with the what most people do is they'll do the double this sleeper for two, so it's a cabin for two, so it's two seats that are then converted to an upper and lower berth in a private room. And then you could also go, if you want to go the luxury class, the prestige class, which is really kind of it's a service that just probably just a little bit 5-6 years ago was rolled out, and it has it's a luxury class on Via Rail's Canadian service. It has almost like a Murphy bed that comes down. It has a big sofa, leather sofa seating in there, and nice large rooms. So, and some special access to the park car and the dome cars at certain times of the day. So that's really kind of your upgraded service. So that's one option. And then even on our tours, say our America's Treasures and Natural Wonders, you have an option if you wanted to travel coach class on the train on the overnight, or if you wanted to have a sleeping accommodation, whether a roomette, which are two seats that face each other that convert to an upper and lower berth in a private cabin, or a bedroom, which is a sofa-style seat with a sitting chair that converts to an upper and lower berth and has an in-room sink, toilet, and shower. So there are different options to upgrade on many of our tours, and that's not just for the train, but it's also for hotels as well. And then so you do have a lot of choices. And our escorted tours and river cruises, you can have different cabin types that you can take as well. So there are options. And our agents, our rail specialists can help people with those choices and decisions so that they have the best experience.
Well, Vacation by Rail's small group tours sound like the ideal experience for a first-time traveler. What kind of memories can be made on these exclusive touring options?
Well, when you're taking a small group tour, I think those are really great because you're able to create relationships with the people in the group, and that's always really nice. So you have people. What I've noticed when I've joined our groups is that people like the idea of like-minded people traveling together. So you'll have people that meet each other on these tours, and they'll stay in contact for years and years and maybe travel together again. We've had some people meet on the tour and ultimately get married. So it really is These small group tours allow for that. And they also allow for some more flexibility than some, because if you have smaller groups, they might have different hotel properties that can accommodate a smaller group. And so so they are really a nice way to explore your destination with a small group.
Now, once on site, your professional tour escorts and local guides get very high marks. Where do you find them?
We spend a lot of time vetting our tour managers, and we have a product development product development team that is constantly out there looking at the scores of our from our travelers and our feedback, and interviewing our guides. We have people in house that actually talk and interview all of the tour managers that we have, and we continually look at the ratings and the reviews from our customers so that we can ensure that we're always getting the quality tour managers.
And independent tour options, which allow for more flexibility and individualization, they sound like they're better suited to families traveling with young children. How does Vacations by Rail handle that?
So we have a number of different product offerings. We have the escorted tours, which are the group tours with the tour manager and the tour directors. We also have the independent tours, and so we have many of our trips in Canada, for example, are independent trips. And the way that works is we work with the travelers look at the itineraries on our website. These are all very well planned packages based on years and years of experience and knowledge. We put together these packages, and then we work with our sales agents or our rail specialists, work with the customers to create and customize the itineraries in the way that suits the traveler's needs. And so the customers will then get the hotel vouchers, the rail tickets, the sightseeing and excursion vouchers, and then they will go and travel without a tour guide. They'll have that flexibility to go do the experiences that they booked and then have flexibility and free time on their own. And then all the way through, we have 24-hour customer service. So if there are any issues, the travelers can contact our customer service department and they'll have access to someone who may be able to answer the questions or resolve any issues that they may encounter.
You must get lots of international travelers. Are some of the tours also offered in languages other than English?
So primarily our tours are offered in English, and because and we do get a lot of international travelers. In 2019, Vacations by Rail has merged with a company called Great Rail Journeys out of the UK, so out of the United Kingdom, out of York. And so we share a lot of our tours across the UK and the United States. And what that really allows us to do is have destination experts. So we have a very strong European knowledge. We have in-market customer service. We have people out there that are vetting the product. And then the same with the United States. And what we find is that these travelers, whether from the UK, United States, they travel together. It's really a great experience for the travelers because then they get to meet international people. And so it's a great way to make the world seem like a smaller place.
Oh, that's great. We're talking with Todd Powell, co-founder of Vacations by Rail.
Todd, why is exploring Europe by rail in the off-season considered tourism's best-kept secret?
Well, I think traveling off-season is really quite special, because what you have is you have less crowds, and so when less crowds means that you can connect more with local people if you choose. You have easier access to some of the museums and sites. So, you know, if people are looking for ways to experience Europe with the lower crowds and generally lower prices too, because when it's off season, you don't have that high demand that you'll have in the summer months. they should really consider that. You know, whether it's traveling in Italy or Germany or the United Kingdom or France, I think any of those destinations off season offer some really great opportunities to see Europe in a different way. And you know, if you're going in the wintertime, I mean, there's just something really special about seeing some of these destinations, you know, blanketed in snow. You know, if you can picture like Neuschwanstein Castle in Germany, that's the Cinderella Castle or the Sleeping Beauty Castle. You know, to see it covered in snow is just it's really special and magical.
With the holidays coming up, Todd, does Vacations by Rail have any recommendations for celebrating away from home?
Well, you know, we have the Christmas market tours, which are rail and river cruise. Then, so that's a great way if you want to go travel to Europe over the holidays and see the Christmas markets. Doing it by river cruise is really a great way to do it. You know, so we have other great places to celebrate the holidays or in the Canadian Rockies. The hotels in the Canadian Rockies, like the Fairmont Banff Springs Hotel or the Chateau Lake Louise or the Jasper Park Lodge, they do a phenomenal job putting on all of the holiday decorations. And you know, when you're in the mountains and you have the holiday decorations, you just can't help but to feel in the spirit of the holidays. So those are some really great ways to enjoy the holidays and do it by train, and then also be in some iconic hotels that really put on their best at the holiday times.
Okay, just a couple of minutes left. Got to ask you about the Rocky Mountaineer, which has been recognized in the newly introduced favorite train category in Travel Plus Leisure's 2023 World's Best Awards, and Vacations by Rail offers several breathtaking ways to experience it. Tell us about them quickly.
So the Rocky Mountaineer is an all-daylight train that travels in the Canadian Rockies. And so you'll leave Vancouver, spend the day on the train, and then spend a night in a hotel in a town called Kamloops. And then you can go off from there to Banff or up to Jasper. And the train is considered one of the most spectacular train rides. And it has, if you do the Gold Leaf service, which is bi-level dome cars, gourmet meals on the train, or it's Silver Leaf, which has access to prepared meals and a single-level dome car. That is really a very special trip, and we do we put a lot of people on that train. We also have escorted tours that include the Rocky Mountaineer. So someone who wants to see the Canadian Rockies and all in daylight, that's the way to do it. And I have not had anybody take that train and take it from Vancouver, Kamloops, Banff, or Jasper. When they've done that trip, they've just come back with rave reviews.
Okay, how do Travel with Radio listeners learn more about Vacations by Rail?
I think go to vacationsbyrail.com. So go to vacationsbyrail.com, and they should now's a great time to book 2024. We have our all aboard sale where people can save up to $500 on our departures for 2024.
Our guest tonight has been Todd Powell, co-founder of Vacations by Rail. Thank you for being our guest on Travel with Radio, Todd.
Thank you, Dan, Mary Ellen. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. And that's it for this edition of Travel with Radio. Next week, we'll hear all about Nick Contis, travel author. He's been on before. He's got some great new tales and a great new book coming out. Now, this is Dan Schlossberg along with Mary Ellen Nugent-Lee saying thank you for your time this time. Until next time, good night and stay safe.